Next question is Robert Clausen. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sanjay Srivastava. Reason for consultation: cardiomyopathy evaluation for defibrillator implantation. History: patient is a 70-year-old male with cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, ejection fraction. Less than 30% period. Patient was class 3 congestive heart failure on maximum medical therapy period. Patient is referred for intracardiac defibrillator implantation to prevent sudden death period. Current medication: metformin 500 mg daily, Entresto 49-51, furosemide 40 mg daily, insulin, metoprolol succinate 25 mg daily, Pasagril, aspirin, spironolactone period, allergies, penicillin, social history. Patient occasionally drink, no history of smoking or drug use, family history, non-contributory. Review system in general, denying recent weight gain and weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 114 over 70, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 262 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Clinic impression number 1, cardiomyopathy. Number 2, congestive heart failure. Recommendation: discuss with the patient regarding intracardiac defibrillator implantation to prevent sudden death. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung. Period: patient agreed for the procedure.